Good morning. Here's some of the news for Tuesday, September 6, 2016. New York's 2.7 million students and 207,000 teachers go back to work this week. New York City students have until Thursday to enjoy summer vacation. Students can continue to expect a dozen emergency drills during the school year, but now four of them have to be lockdown drills. And there's a new requirement for periodic lead testing of drinking water in the schools. The state will pick up part of the cost. In New York City, there are reports that the way lead was tested in more than 1,500 New York City school buildings may have produced faulty results. This because the water was flushed before it was tested. Testing now will be done without flushing the water. President Barack Obama says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin will continue to seek a deal on Syria. This came as blasts claimed by Islamic State terrorists killed dozens in Syria. Obama described talks with Putin as tough but productive after their meeting at the G20 summit in China.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both the United States and Russia to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation. And we haven't yet closed the gaps in a way where we think it would actually work. But my instructions to Secretary Kerry and Mr. Putin's instructions to Mr. Lavrov was to keep working at it over the next several days.
Putin said he and Obama had understood each other and an agreement on ways to significantly reduce the violence in Syria could be reached in days. On the campaign trail, Senator Bernie Sanders went out for Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire on Monday. He urged voters to remember that the election isn't about people running for office, but for the voters and what is good for the needs of the American people. He said Clinton would be best for criminal justice reform.
Hillary Clinton understands that our criminal justice system is broken and that there is something wrong when we are spending $80 billion a year to imprison 2.2 million fellow Americans. She will fight for real criminal justice reform, not something that has ever occurred to Donald Trump.
And Sanders said he and Clinton will fight for more funding for sustainable and renewable energy, that they will fight together for a higher minimum wage, a Supreme Court nominee who supports overturning Citizens United, and increased infrastructure spending in order to create more jobs. On his private plane, Donald Trump said he will participate in all of the presidential debates against Hillary Clinton, but with minimal prep. Close to home, violence marred the Jouvet celebration in Brooklyn ahead of the West Indian Day parade. A 17-year-old Tyreek Borrell was shot in the chest at around 3:50 a.m. in Brooklyn. Police said a 72-year-old woman was shot in the arm at the same location. She was hospitalized in stable condition. Soon afterwards, a 22-year-old woman, Tyra Poyo, was shot in the head just a block away, police said. Borrell and Poyo died, and police said they were investigating whether these shootings were related. The violence followed stepped-up security and additional security cameras and light towers to counter violence at last year's parade. However, revelers said the parade was delightful. And finally, there is controversy over disclosure of Daniel Pantaleo's disciplinary records. He is the NYPD officer at the center of the chokehold death of Eric Garner. Today, a legal action will be filed by Garner's family, elected officials, and community groups in support of a state court decision. It ordered the release of Pantaleo's misconduct record summary. Recently, the city ended a long-standing practice of letting reporters see a rundown of disciplinary actions. More about this on the WBAI Evening News tonight at 6 p.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.